Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to the Israelites, "In the evenings you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you'll see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard your complaining that you are utter against him, what are we? You complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of Israelites, draw near to the Lord, for he hath heard your complaining." And Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites. They looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening the quails came up and covered up the camp. And in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp, and the layer of dew lifted. Then there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. The word of the Lord. A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. To me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind and faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but for your salvation. And this is God's doing. He has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well, since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had and now hear that I still have. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last, the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today I'm going to preach to the choir. Okay, y'all can go away. No, actually, I say that because what I have to say is so basic, I assume you all know it, so I guess I don't really need to preach at all. Point being, life is a gift. Let me say it again. That's so basic, but so important. Life is a gift. Everything we have comes from God. And everything we have goes back to God. Life is a gift. Like people say, you don't choose your parents. You don't choose the family into which you were born. You don't choose whether you die as an infant or whether you die as a centenarian. Life is a gift. It's something given by God that we all receive. And those of us who realize that live lives that are also gifts to those with whom we live. So what the question is what we do with our gifts. This was the point of Jesus' parable that he told. And there were actually several minor points as well, but the basic point of the parable of the workers in the vineyard was that life is a gift. God chooses to give life to us all, whether we get paid the full amount or whether we get paid the full amount. Life is a gift. Jesus wasn't trying to make a point to today's UAW strikers. If you try to apply this to them, it ain't going to work. Because if you believe as I do, it's obscene what the CEOs and the upper management get compared to what the basic workers get. The late, great Will Campbell used to say, "The only ones who deserve full pay are the ones who actually do the work." Now, I would argue with that because even those who provide for those who do the work do the work. But why shouldn't they all get somewhat the same? Because life is a gift. Do you think all of those CEOs and owners and upper management people didn't get the same thing in birth that the workers get? See, he wasn't trying to make a point about that. He was trying to make a point about those who accept his teachings from the beginning, or those who understood God's teachings from the beginning, or those who accepted it only through him at the end. He was making that point. And you can pick the story apart and say, well, some of them had already worked half a day, so they were really getting paid double, and blah, 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 blah. And we don't really know, because he wasn't really trying to teach about labor practices. He was trying to teach the basic message that life is a gift. And everything that we accept from God by saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the rule or reign of God is what we should live by. We should live by the point that life is a gift. But don't even children who are arguing about who gets mommy and daddy's love the most say, it's not fair. Life wasn't meant to be fair. Life was meant to be a gift that you do with it what you choose. And C.S. Lewis, in his Narnia stories, often said to his Pevensey characters, don't worry about somebody else's story. Worry about your own. Do what you feel you are meant to do, not what somebody else is meant to do. Because life is a gift. To illustrate that on a more personal level, I've got a story I've told before, I'm sure, but I'll tell it again. Consider me Mr. Businessman, who had a trip to take, a business trip to take, and I had to take the flight to go to another city for a meeting. And so sure enough, I had my overcoat, because it was a rainy day and cold in some places and warm in others. And I had my briefcase that had all my important papers and everything in it. And after the long meeting, and I was coming back, you know, I had to change planes in Atlanta. Don't you always have to change planes in Atlanta, right? So I came in, and I was pretty weary and was late in the day. So I thought, I'm here in time in Atlanta for the next flight, and so I'll go and check where I'm going to be meeting the plane, and where the entrance place is, and I'll make sure of the time, and it's the right exit, right gate. And so I go and I look, and sure enough, it's the right gate, but I have about an hour to kill. So I think, well, I'll just go and get me something to read to kill the hour. So I go down the concourse a little ways, find one of those little newsstand stores on the side, and I go in and I check it out, and there's a magazine that, oh, I've really always wanted to see that magazine and not just read about it online. So I pick up the magazine, and as I'm going through to pay for it, I see there's these cookies that I used to like when I was a kid. And sure enough, the bag costs $6 now, when it used to cost $2.95 for a whole box. You know, well, but it's a bag of cookies that I like, and I'll reward myself. I'm tired, and I deserve to be able to have what I want. So I pay for the two cookies and the magazine, and I go back to my place at the gate, and sure enough, when I go to sit down, it's one of those corners, you know, that has a little table in the middle, and I think, oh, okay, I'll just sit right there. That's a good place. I can put down my cookies and my overcoat and my briefcase. And then I better check the time once more. So I go and I lean over. They say you don't get out of sight of what you're carrying, right? So I just lean over to make sure that it's the right gate and the right time. And sure enough, when I come back, there's somebody sitting right opposite the table from me. And she's young. And she has lots of tattoos and lots of piercings. And she's wearing these ratty jeans. And, you know, I'm not so sure about this. But, oh well. I go and sit down, And I grab my magazine and I look up and there she is eating my cookies. And I think, how dare she take my cookies? After all, I paid $6 for them. That's pretty extravagant, right? But oh well, we can share. Why not? So I sit down and I open the magazine and I look over at her like if looks could kill. And she holds the bag out and says, would you like a cookie? And I say, why, thank you. As if I wished I'd have said, well, they were my cookies to start with, so I appreciate your sharing them with me. Thinking all the time, it's not fair. I reach in and take a cookie. And I eat the cookie and I read some of the magazine. And sure enough, we sit there like that for most of the hour, sharing the bag of cookies. And I'm burning more and more with each bite of cookie that I take because those were my cookies. They weren't her cookies. They were my cookies. All of a sudden, they call a flight because, you know, those chairs are in between two gates. And she gets up and wads up the cookies and said, have a nice day, and drops the cookie bag in the trash as she goes to the other gate. Well, I'm fuming. I've just had it. I can't. Ugh. The nerve of that young lady. Sure enough, I can't even concentrate on my magazine, so I. Then they call my flight, and I get up to go, and I pick up my overcoat, and I pick up my satchel, and there is my bag of cookies. Life is a gift. And it's what we make of it that matters, not whether we deserve something or don't. Because after all, what do we deserve? We don't deserve anything. Just by being born, accepting the gift of life, doesn't mean we deserve more or less or better or worse than anybody else. Life is a gift. So to close, let me bring it to the bottom line. Where have you heard this? I am resurrection, and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though one dies. And everyone who has life and has committed oneself to me in faith shall not die forever. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my awaking, he will raise me up. And in my body I shall see God. And I myself shall see, and my eyes behold him who is my friend and not a stranger. For none of us has life in oneself. And none of us becomes one's own master when one dies. For if we live, if we have life, we are alive in the Lord. And if we die, we die in the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's possession. Happy from now on are those who die in the Lord. So it is, says the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. That, my friends, is the bottom line, the good news. For whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And this life that has been given to us is a gift. that we should receive and try to do the best with it that we can. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Therefore, let us stand as we are able and sing together the Nicene Creed. For the church and for the world.
I ask your prayers for God's people through the world, for our Bishop Brian, for this gathering, and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed, for those who have died. I ask your prayers for the Hartman's
family,
the divine family,
Belinda and Cindy, Henry, Harry and Terry, Bob, Julianne,
Kelly,
Debbie, Randy, Peggy, Mark, Judy.
Ava Hartman.
Jimmy Carter. Rosalind Carter.
Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen." Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
It's always a pleasure to have him here to celebrate with us and to preach for us.
So, now, I warn you, if you want to skip next week, I'll be back.
So. Get the word out. You can fill the pews, I promise. Are there any announcements
or anybody has? The case may be. Well, then, are there any birthdays or anniversaries for whom we should pray this week? This week?
Not an anniversary. I just want to remind everybody we have coffee more after service, so please come back and chat with us.
Biblical. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Therefore, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thank you. Continue with the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Blessed is he who comes in
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Gifts of God given for you, the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.